Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive into another book.
Always excited to explore new ideas and share what we've learned.
So for this deep dive, we're taking a look at healing, the mind-body-spirit connection, all that good stuff.
And some not-so-good stuff, too.
Right, like healing crises.
Yeah, those are definitely a thing.
We've got excerpts from How We Heal by Douglas Morrison.
A great choice. Really gets you thinking.
And our mission, should we choose to accept it, is to figure out just how all these pieces fit together.
The mind, the body, even those biological transmutations Morrison talks about.
Okay, I gotta admit, that one has me a little curious and maybe a little skeptical.
Understandable. It's definitely pushing the boundaries of conventional thinking.
All right, well, let's start with something a bit more grounded.
Like Morrison's personal story about healing his torn knee cartilage naturally.
Yeah, the one doctor said was impossible to heal without surgery, right?
Exactly. It's a powerful example of how our beliefs about healing can really limit us.
Okay, so if that's possible, what else might we be capable of?
That's the question Morrison wants us to ask. He uses this story to illustrate a central point, that healing isn't just physical. It starts in the mind and emotions, too.
So you're saying it's not enough to just treat the symptoms. We have to address the underlying causes as well.
Precisely. It's about getting to the root of the problem, not just putting a Band-Aid on it.
This is making me think about those times when I was super stressed and boom, I'd get sick.
Could be connected. Morrison calls this resistance, the unwillingness to experience something, whether it's an illness, an emotion, even just a difficult situation.
And this resistance, he's saying, can actually prevent us from healing.
It's like we're holding on to the very thing we want to change.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this all ties together, but how do we actually let go of that resistance?
Well, Morrison says to heal, we must be willing to not heal.
Wait, what? How does that even make sense?
It sounds paradoxical, I know, but he's talking about accepting the present moment, even the unpleasant parts.
As in, like, if I'm in pain, instead of wishing it away, I should just accept it.
Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or resigning yourself to suffering. It's about acknowledging reality without judgment.
That's a tough one.
It is. But it's from this place of acceptance that we can start to release resistance and create space for healing to happen.
I can see how that could be powerful, but it also sounds incredibly challenging.
It is. It takes practice and a willingness to really look within.
So where do we even begin? Are there specific things we can do to cultivate that acceptance?
Morrison talks a lot about love, forgiveness, and gratitude.
Okay, love and gratitude make sense, but forgiveness, how does that tie into healing?
He suggests that holding on to anger or resentment creates energetic blockages.
Blockages that can then manifest as physical ailments.
Exactly. Forgiveness is about releasing those blockages, allowing energy to flow freely again.
So it's not just about being nice. It's about creating the right conditions for healing to take place.
And he doesn't stop there. He also dives deep into the importance of nutrition, eating whole, natural foods, all that good stuff.
I'm all for eating healthy, but does he get more specific than that?
Oh, yeah. He goes into detail about soil quality, mineral content, the way food is prepared, even how synthetic vitamins can be harmful.
Wow, I had no idea synthetic vitamins could be bad for you.
It's counterintuitive, right? He really emphasized the importance of getting our nutrients from whole food sources.
Makes sense. I mean, our bodies evolved to eat food, not pills.
And that's a great segue into one of the more challenging concepts in the book, the healing crisis.
Yes, the idea that sometimes we feel worse before we feel better.
It can definitely be confusing. But Morrison sees it as a positive sign, the body cleansing and rebuilding itself.
It's like those detox symptoms people talk about.
It can be similar, yeah. He uses Herring's Law of Cure to explain it, the idea that healing happens in reverse order of how symptoms appeared.
So if you start experiencing old symptoms you thought were gone, it could actually be a good thing.
According to Herring's Law, yes. But it's important to note that Morrison emphasizes the importance of proper nutrition during these times.
So not just detoxing, but nourishing the body as well, giving it the building blocks to heal.
Exactly. It's about creating an environment where the body can do what it does best.
Heal itself.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that leads us to another fascinating aspect of the book, body electronics.
Okay, before we go any further, can you explain what body electronics even is?
Sure. It's a technique developed by Dr. John Ray, Morrison's mentor, which involves holding specific points on the body to release energy blockages.
Sounds a bit like acupressure or something.
It has similarities, but body electronics goes beyond just the physical. It can help bring unconscious resistances to the surface, too.
So it's a way to address emotional blockages as well.
Exactly. And it's another example of how Morrison highlights the interconnectedness of everything, mind, body, spirit. It's all part of the healing process.
This is all so fascinating, but I'm wondering how we can actually apply these concepts in our daily lives. Does Morrison offer any practical tools?
He does. One of the simplest yet most powerful tools he introduces is called the list.
The list, as in like a to-do list.
Yeah.
It's more than just a to-do list. It's a method for managing resistance and taking conscious action towards our goals.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. How does a list do all that?
Well, it's not just any list. Morrison suggests writing down absolutely everything that's weighing on you. Goals, responsibilities, uncompleted actions, anything, and organizing it by difficulty.
Okay, so like the most challenging things at the top and then easier stuff as you go down.
Precisely. He argues this simple act of writing and organizing can create order and clarity, leading to greater well-being.
It's like taking inventory of your mental and emotional clutter, right?
Exactly. Decluttering the mind to make space for healing. Pretty fascinating stuff.
It is, but let's shift gears a bit and talk about something a little more tangible. Food.
Ah, yes. Nutrition. A cornerstone of Morrison's approach.
He seems particularly fascinated by the diets of traditional cultures.
He is. He highlights how these cultures, living close to nature, had virtually no degenerative diseases.
You know, those chronic illnesses like cancer and heart disease that are so common today?
Exactly. And he suggests their way of life, including their diets, played a huge role in their overall health.
I remember him mentioning how these cultures aged gracefully without all the ailments we see in modern society.
Yes. And what's interesting is their diets were incredibly diverse, no one-size-fits-all approach.
They ate what was seasonally available, locally sourced, and prepared their food in ways that preserved nutrients.
He really emphasizes the importance of connecting with the land and eating what naturally grows in our regions.
Like, nature is providing us with exactly what we need if we just pay attention.
He goes as far as to say that the foods naturally abundant in a region are often the very foods our bodies need to thrive in that environment.
So cool. But he's not a fan of processed foods, is he?
Not really. He sees them as dead foods, stripped of their vital nutrients and enzymes.
What about cooking methods? Does he have any thoughts on that?
He advocates for minimizing high heat cooking, as it can destroy delicate nutrients.
Oh man, all those times I cranked up the heat to cook dinner faster.
He also suggests paying attention to food combining, how eating certain foods together can impact digestion.
Like how some combinations can cause digestive issues.
Exactly. It's about tuning into our bodies and making choices that support our overall well-being.
It's crazy how much we're not taught about these things, you know? We learn about the food pyramid, but not the actual quality of the food.
It's a missing piece for many. And let's not forget about water, something so essential yet often overlooked.
I know people who think they're hydrated because they drink coffee or soda all day.
Morrison recommends drinking at least half our body weight in ounces of pure water daily.
And choosing high quality sources whenever possible, right?
Absolutely. He even gets into the energetic properties of water, drawing on the work of researchers like Victor Schauberger.
He's tying together so many concepts here, nutrition, hydration, energy, even consciousness.
He's painting a picture of interconnectedness, showing how our physical health is intertwined with our mental and emotional well-being.
And this brings us back to that healing crisis we talked about earlier.
Right, that idea that we might feel worse before we feel better.
It's counterintuitive, but he sees it as a positive sign, the body doing its thing, cleansing and rebuilding.
And he uses Herring's law of cure to help us understand it. Healing often happens from the head down, inside out, and in reverse order of symptom appearance.
So if old symptoms reappear, it could actually be a sign of deeper healing.
Potentially. But as we mentioned before, proper nutrition is crucial during these times.
To give the body the fuel it needs to heal effectively.
Exactly. Creating that optimal environment for healing to unfold.
Now let's circle back to body electronics for a moment.
A fascinating technique. It involves holding specific points on the body to release energy blockages.
Morrison provides diagrams and instructions in the book, right?
He does. It's like a user manual for the human body, helping us understand those energy pathways.
It's great that he makes it so accessible, but he also emphasizes working with a qualified practitioner, right?
Especially for serious health concerns, absolutely. Body electronics is powerful and should be approached with respect and guidance.
So it's not a quick fix, more like a way to support the body's natural healing abilities.
Exactly. And Morrison highlights the importance of cultivating the right mindset when practicing it.
What does he mean by that? Like, what kind of mindset?
Approaching it with curiosity, openness, compassion, and most importantly, patience trusting the process.
So it's not about forcing healing, but creating the conditions for it to unfold naturally.
Precisely. He reminds us that true healing is a journey, not a destination.
It's about cultivating awareness, listening to our bodies, and trusting our inner wisdom.
And that leads us to another powerful tool Morrison introduces, the list.
The list. I'm curious to know more about this. It sounds simple, but I have a feeling there's more to it than meets the eye. It does seem kind of simple on the surface, expert speaker.
Mm.
It is, in a way.
Mm.
But there's a depth to it. So more than just writing down errands.
Way more. It's about capturing everything that's taking up space in your mind.
Like what kinds of things?
Anything and everything. Mm. Goals, responsibilities, unfinished tasks. Those nagging thoughts you just can't shake.
Okay, I'm picturing a very long list.
It can be. But then you organize it all by difficulty, starting with the toughest stuff at the top.
So it's like creating a hierarchy of challenges.
You got it. Morrison believes that by bringing order to the chaos in our minds, we create space for healing in our bodies.
So it's not just about getting things done. It's about shifting our mental and emotional state.
Precisely. It's about moving from feeling overwhelmed and powerless to feeling empowered and in control.
It ties back to what we were talking about earlier, right? That idea that our beliefs and perceptions shape our reality.
Absolutely. The list can be a powerful tool for consciously shaping those beliefs.
Because by confronting our challenges head on, we start to see them differently.
Exactly. We move from fear and avoidance to a place of action and possibility.
It's like taking responsibility for our lives, owning our stuff, and choosing to move forward.
And that choice, that shift in perspective, is what Morrison believes is essential for healing.
It's so empowering to think that we have more control over our health and well-being than we might realize.
That's the beauty of Morrison's approach. He's empowering us to become active participants in our own healing journey.
Not just passive recipients of whatever life throws our way.
Exactly. It's about recognizing our own inner healer and working with our bodies, not against them.
Well, this deep dive has been truly eye-opening. There's so much to unpack when it comes to healing, the mind, body, spirit connection. It's all so interconnected.
It is. And Morrison's book really does a fantastic job of exploring all these different facets.
I especially appreciate how he combines ancient wisdom with modern scientific understanding.
He bridges that gap beautifully, making these concepts accessible to a wide audience.
And he provides practical tools and techniques that anyone can use.
Like the list. Body electronics, and the dietary recommendations we talked about.
It's a holistic approach that addresses healing on all levels.
Mind, body, and spirit working together to create a truly transformative experience.
Well said. I encourage everyone listening to check out How We Heal if you haven't already. It's a book that will stay with you long after you finish reading it.
It will definitely get you thinking and hopefully inspire you to take a more active role in your own healing.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of healing. We hope you found it insightful and empowering.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep healing.